You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. I'm DJ Howie D, and for the second time this semester, we have a guest host. You can introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Elon, a.k.a. The Rat.
Yeah, and this is the season finale of the Spooky Yukies. So today, we're going to be playing, it's our holiday special, we're going to be playing some Christmas music and...
Of course, some Hanukkah music.
Yeah, and we're going to start you off with Men's Not Hot, Christmas Edition by Big Shaq.
An excellent choice.
It's a great song. If you're familiar with the original Men's Not Hot, it's the same thing, but with Christmas noises in the background. So, hope you enjoy this.
Yo! Big Shaq, the one and only. Man's not hot. Never hot. Boom. 2 + 2 = 4. -1 = 3. Quick maths. Everyday man's on the block. Smoke trees. See your girl in the park. That girl was a uckers. When the team went quack, quack, quack. You man was ducking. Old time ask me, my brother. Who's got a pumpy? Big team. Hold tight, my man. My guy. He's got a frisbee. A chop, chop, chop on the phone. Moving that cornflakes. Rice Krispies. Whole time I get with me. On the road, doing 10 toes. Like my toes. You might thought I froze. I see a pen girl on a post. If she ain't on it, I post. Look at your nose. You donut. Nose long like garden hose. I tell a man's not hot. I tell a man's not hot. The girl told me, take off your jacket. I said, babes, man's not hot. Never hot. I tell a man's not hot. Never hot. I tell a man's not hot. Never hot. The girl told me, take off your jacket. I said, babes, man's not hot. Never hot. Hop out the four door with a 4-4. It was 1, 2, 3, and 4.
Us, man.
Chilling in the corridor.
Yo.
Your dad is 44. And he's still calling man for a draw.
Look at him.
Let him know. When I see him, I'm gonna spin his jaw.
Finish.
Take man's tricks by force.
Take it.
Send man's shot by force.
Send it.
The girl knows I've got the sauce.
Flexing.
No ketchup.
Nah.
Just sauce.
Saucy.
Raw sauce. The ting goes. You done know. I tell a man's not hot,
man's not.
I tell a man's not hot,
never hot.
The girl told me, take off your jacket. I said, babes, man's not hot,
never hot.
I tell a man's not hot. I tell a man's not hot,
never hot.
The girl told me, take off your jacket. I said, babes, man's not hot. Man can never be hot,
never hot.
Perspiration ting,
spray that.
Links effects,
come on.
You didn't hear me, did you?
Nah.
Use roll on,
use that.
Or spray. But either way, A, B, C, D.
Alphabet.
The ting goes skitty kick and a pop pop drop boom 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 boom. You don't know.
And that was Men's Not Hot Christmas Edition by Big Shaq. Elon, what did you think of that?
I mean, it's obviously an incredible song, but the addition of the Christmas sounds in the background just take it to a whole nother level.
I agree. Elon, you want to introduce our next song?
Sure. So this one's for all my chosen people out there. You know your favorite Hanukkah treat. And I'm not talking gelt. I'm not talking sufganiyot. I'm talking those greasy, delicious latkes. This is Lots of Latkes by Paul Zim. Enjoy.
Let's go.
Oh, yeah.
That was lots of latkes. Every Jewish boy's dream during Hanukkah.
Also, Teresa is here now.
Hello. I'm a little less late than I usually am, I think. But I came in for this song, and I thought it was pretty cool.
Yeah, it's definitely a great one.
Are we making them this Friday?
Absolutely.
Okay, because I haven't. I've never had one, so I'm
Joe,
very.
Joe, have you had a latke before?
I don't think I have.
I have high expectations. Imagine.
But there's hopefully there will be lots of them.
Yes. And then we can keep them up. There will absolutely be lots of latkes.
Next up is another Christmas song by the Trans-Siberian Orchestra. It's Elon's favorite Christmas song.
It is, in fact, my favorite Christmas song, and that's because it's just incredible.
It's an instrumental called Wizards in Winter. Hope you enjoy. That was Wizards in Winter.
Boy, thanks for playing that, Joe.
That was pretty cool.
Welcome.
All right.
What's the next song, Joe?
Our next song is called the Dreidel Song.
Ooh,
it's a classic, but it's by the greatest artist of all time, a.k.a. the Nick Jr. Winter Wonderland cast.
Yeah, I'm really excited to hear this one.
Oh, man. This would be great.
Dreidel, 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 I made it out of play. Dreidel,
Hey, D-Line, did you enjoy that?
I did. You know, I'm looking at the album art right now, and seeing the Wonder Pets just really makes me happy.
Oh my god, is that also Diego and Dora?
Yeah, yes, and also is. Some moose thing.
Oh no, it's from the Backyardigans!
I never watched the Backyardigans.
What's his name? You're missing out. Okay, Elon, we gotta find his name.
Okay. I'm not really sure what it is.
Well, in the meantime, while we look this up, we're gonna play Coming Home to You by American Authors. I hope you enjoy.
Got that text of you in my red star. Me feel we're not that far apart, but relationships over the phone can be hard. They strain the heart, but I swear this year we'll go back to the start.
And that was Coming Home to You by American Authors.
That's pretty cool.
Elon, you excited for the next song?
Oh, yeah. So, a lot of you may know the song Waka Waka, featuring Shakira from the 2010 World Cup. But little do you know that that song was actually stolen from the great Uncle Moishi and his song Laka Laka, talking about, again, our favorite Hanukkah treat. So, Joe, why don't you hit that song?
Sure.
Latkes are so yummy. Especially when they're fried in olive oil.
Latkes.
Did you know that the menorah in the base of Mikdash was lit with olive oil too?
Latkes.
I love to eat my potato latkes with homemade applesauce.
My mommy makes me something delicious. A special treat for all to eat on Hanukkah dishes. It's made with potato and all to fry it. She makes a batch starting from scratch. You gotta try it. The taste is great, believe it. So go get a plate, let's eat it.
Laka laka, yay, yay. Laka laka, yum, yum. A reminder of a miracle, perfect for Hanukkah. Laka laka, yay, yay. Laka laka, yum, yum. A reminder of a miracle, made fresh for Hanukkah.
My brother loves to have you is with sour cream.
This is my Zadie and my dear Bubby. There's latkes too. I eat a few. They taste so yummy. There's lots of sour cream and homemade applesauce. Try and see. I'm sure you'll agree. I'll have some more, of course. The taste is great. Believe it. So go get a plate. Let's eat it. Latke, latke, yay, yay. Latke, latke, yum, yum. A reminder of a miracle. Perfect for Hanukkah. Latke, latke, yay, yay. Perfect for Hanukkah. Latke, latke, yay, yay. Latke, latke, yum, yum. A reminder of a miracle. Made fresh for Hanukkah. Latke, latke, yay, yay. Latke, latke, yum, yum. A reminder of a miracle. Perfect for Hanukkah. Latke, latke, yay, yay. Latke, latke, yum, yum. A reminder of a miracle. Made fresh for Hanukkah. Latke, latke, yay, yay.
And that was Laka Laka by Uncle Mwishi.
I'm sure you see the resemblance from Waka Waka.
Yeah. We hopefully he sues Shakira.
I'm sure he will be in the next coming months.
The next song is Mele Kaliki Maka by Ingrid Michaelson from her new Christmas album, Ingrid Michaelson Songs for the Season.
That was released in October.
That was released in October with the first single in September.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, this
getting earlier and earlier every year.
This song is for the season, so let's play it seasonally.
Thank you.
That was Mele Kaliki Maka by Ingrid Michaelson. And our next song is the greatest Hanukkah song of all time.
Ooh. Of course, my favorite Jew, Adam Sandler. Best Jewish actor, of course. I mean, his movies are all incredible. Especially Eight Crazy Nights.
Yes. Almost as good as Jack and Jill. This is Aux 1, I believe.
Instead of one day of presents, we have eight crazy nights. But when you feel like the only kid in town without a Christmas tree, here's a list of people who are Jewish, just like you and me. David Lee Roth lights the menorah. So do Kirk Douglas, James Caan, and the late Dinah Shore. Guess who eats together at the Carnegie Deli? Bowser from Shanana and Arthur Fonzarelli. Paul Newman's half Jewish and Goldie Hawn's half too. Put them together, what a fine looking Jew. You don't need deck the halls or jingle bell rock, cause you can spin a dreidel with Captain Kirk and Mr. Spock, both Jewish. Put on your yarmulke, here comes Hanukkah, the owner of the Seattle Supersonica, celebrates Hanukkah. O.J. Simpson, not a Jew. But guess who is? Hall of Famer Rod Carew. He converted. We got Ann Landers and her sister, Dear Abby. Harrison Ford's a quarter Jewish. Not too shabby. Some people think that Ebenezer Scrooge is. Well, he's not, but guess who is? All three Stooges. So many Jews are in showbiz. Tom Cruise isn't, but I think his agent is. Tell your friend Veronica, it's time to celebrate Hanukkah. I hope I get a harmonica on this lovely, lovely Hanukkah. So drink your gin and tonica, but don't smoke marijuana. If you really, really wanna, have a happy, 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 happy Hanukkah. Happy Hanukkah, everybody. Thank you.
Great Sam Dew. He's a fine looking Jew.
Right on.
That's all the news. Good night and good luck.
That was the Hanukkah song as performed on Saturday Night Live by Adam Sandler.
And what a wholesome message at the end, to not smoke marijuana.
Yeah, you do not want to do that. Stay in school, kids.
Joe, are you implying that if you smoke, you will drop out of school?
Yes.
Yes, okay. All right.
Our next song is Wish You a Merry Christmas by the Modern Media Holosingers, Loaves of Bread Edition.
Of course.
See, there's a lyric in We Wish You a Merry Christmas that says, now bring us some figgy pudding. So this man made multiple albums where he replaces that with a different type of food, but the entire rest of the song is the same. So in this one, he'll be singing about loaves of bread.
One of my favorite foods.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Good tidings we bring to you and your kin. Good tidings of Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Now bring us some loaves of bread. Please bring us some loaves of bread. We'd all love some loaves of bread. So bring some out to us, please.
We won't go until we get some. We won't go until
our loaves of bread. We're hungry for our loaves of bread. We sang really good songs for you. The least you could do is give us some loaves of bread.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
And that was We Wish You a Merry Christmas, Loaves of Bread edition by Matt Farley and the Modern Media Holiday Singers. Did you guys enjoy that?
Oh, definitely. It was fantastic.
Yeah. Really made me hungry for some bread.
Oh, yeah. Our next song is It's Christmas Time by the Mowglis. Next song.
I can't see from here, so you tell me, Joe.
it's the one that you picked. Our next song is Last Christmas by Wham.
Ooh.
Why don't you tell them that?
It's Last Christmas by Wham! Featuring a Greek god, George Michael.
I thought you were about to say Will Moustakakis.
Oh, I mean, close enough. All Greeks are the same, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, sure.
Wasn't that a beautiful song sung by a beautiful Greek man?
Oh, it was pretty good.
It was pretty good.
I mean, he is George, pretty George Greek. Michael.
He's also pretty dead.
Oh. I mean, you're not wrong.
Yeah.
That's not Christmas spirit.
He died, like, on Christmas or the day after Christmas.
Did he?
I'm pretty sure he did.
Well.
I'll look it up.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, what's our next song, Joe?
I just told you this like 30 seconds ago.
Whoops. I can't. Oh, it's the is it the Chipmunk song?
Yes.
By Alvin and the Chipmunks. I did not put this on the list. This was you.
This was your request to put on the list.
No, you pointed it out. I was like, Joe, if you want to put it on, you can put it on.
No, you said you have the Chipmunk song, and I was like, yes, right
no,
here.
Yes. No, that was not it.
Whatever. It's still a good song. I'm glad we have it.
All right. You know what's better than this song?
What?
The movie Chipwrecked. You should go watch it.
Alright, you chipmunks, ready to sing your song?
I'll say we are. Yeah, let's sing it now.
Okay, Simon?
Okay.
Okay, Theodore?
Okay.
Okay, Alvin? Alvin? Alvin! Fellas, get ready. That was very good, Simon.
Naturally.
Very good, Theodore. Alvin, you were a little flat. Watch it, Alvin. Alvin. Let's not overdo it.
Now,
wait a minute, boys. Alvin, cut that down. Wait. Theodore, just a minute. Simon, will you cut that out? Get off.
Ooh, this song. Then, oh, wait. Let's talk about this song a little bit.
Yeah, what'd you guys think?
What'd you guys think about it?
I mean,
or I guess Elon. What'd you think?
Obviously, the Chipmunks are incredible musicians, and they have beautiful voices that are unparalleled.
I think we should see them on tour.
I agree.
When do you think, are they going to do a little tour around here?
Maybe. Oh, WJRA should try to get them for our next concert.
Yeah, check in next spring. I'm the events director, so if anyone wants to bring Alvin and the Chipmunks,
just watch out, because every time they go on tour, some weird old guy tries to steal them. So.
Yeah, an old guy that looks like Will's dad, too.
Really?
He does it. He does.
I don't remember.
David Cross looks like Mr. Moustakakis.
Doctor.
Doctor. I'm
respect.
Sorry.
Put some respect on his name.
Anyway.
The next song is Feliz Navidad.
Not to be confused with Feliz Hanukkah.
Yeah.
Felicidad. Feliz Navidad.
That was Fellas Navidad by Jos Feliciano.
Joe, how many years of Spanish have you taken?
Six.
Six, wow. And that's, if you take 6 years of Spanish, you'll be just like Joe, so
stay Joe, in school, kids. Aspire to be me.
What exactly does that mean? Does that mean Navi's father is happy? Navi the Great.
Oh, Navi Dad? Yeah. He is a happy man. You know who else is happy? You, when you listen to our next song, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer by Gene Autry.
You know Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen, Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen, but do you recall the most famous reindeer of all? Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then how the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, you'll go down in history. Even say it glows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then how the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, you'll go down in history.
That was Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer by Gene Autry.
Mm-hmm. That was pretty fun.
What are we doing now? You want to introduce this?
So, earlier in the show, we played a song that brought us back to some childhood shows, and one of them was The Backyard Again.
Which I've never seen.
The intro to that show. Yes.
Oh, your mic was off. You want to say that again?
No, Joe, you can say it this time.
Okay, so apparently we played a song by the cast of Nick Jr. earlier, which had a picture of a character from The Backyardigans, which I had never watched before.
It's Tyrone and the Moose.
Teresa and Elon both really want to play the theme song, so we're going to play The Backyardigans theme song now.
Hi, I'm Pablo.
My name's Tyrone.
I'm Uniqua.
I'm Tasha.
My name's Austin.
And we're
Backyard Again.
Together in the backyard again.
Okay, we're also going to play the theme song from The Wonder Pets, which I do remember.
That's a great
show. It was a classic show. So that was the Wonder Pets theme song by Wonder Pets. Zach has arrived, which is our cue to wrap up.
Yeah, I think that was a good way to close the show. Yeah,
you guys got
our
any
Christmas show?
Yeah. You guys got any closing statements?
I love Ming Ming.
Winnie
and Ling Ling too.
Tuck and Ling Ling too.
All right, Zach, what did you think?
Merry Chris, Merry Christ, Merry Christmas. Mary man, Mother of Mary, Mary Chris Ram, my best friend, Chris.
Oh, Merry I love that man.
Merry Christmas to all and to all good. Good. Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas, Merry Chris man, Chris, Merry Chris man. Santa's coming tonight. Merry Chris man, Christmas to all and to all a good. Go get them. Go good. Go get good. Get good. Christmas. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas to all. And to all silent night. Merry Christmas. 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 Merry good. Go get silent night. Good. Merry Christmas to all.
Okay. That will do it. You're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Eastern Pennsylvania. I'm DJ Hoity.
I'm DJ T.
And I'm the Rat.
And this has been, don't assume my genre. No, it hasn't. It's been the Spooky Yookies.
Joe, how dare you?
It's been the, this is our season finale, so we'll see you again next semester.
Oh, wait, we didn't play a ukulele chord.
Yeah, T has to play a chord real quick. Okay. It's tradish.
I'm giving this show an A.
There you go. That was actually an A minor.
Yeah, I know, but that's an A minus. It's okay.
All right, see you guys next semester.